Hey guys, and welcome to the Sober as Shit podcast. I am Brandy and I am your host.
Hey guys, on today's episode, I wanted to continue off kind of where I left last time, and that was on how to get through the first 90 days of sobriety. But now I want to talk more about my experience after the 90 days, the 6 months, the year mark, the 1.5 year mark, and then the 2 year mark and onwards. So, first of all, I just wanted to start off by saying, I know I'm an alcoholic because I can take my daughter to IKEA and let her play in the ball pit. And while I'm waiting for her to play and done wandering around IKEA, I can go up to the cafe and proceed to drink like 4 coffees in a row without thinking or blinking or like just even realizing it. Like, I don't know about you guys, but most people I know don't just randomly drink 4 cups of coffee in a row super fast. Like, that's just me. That's how I roll. I'm an alcoholic. What do you expect from me? But, you know, realizing that, then I was like, oh no, now I need to drink water. So then I drink a bunch of water. And the end of the day, like, or afterwards, my only thought was like, maybe I should think before I do stuff or pay more attention to what's going on right in front of me. Like, it's a fact of life that sometimes I'm a little oblivious because, you know, I'm a mom. Typically, I'm always doing stuff. I'm trying to get things done. And I usually eat and drink really fast because I don't know when, like, my kids will demand attention or demand something or need help with something, or maybe they just want me to color with them. So, like, I typically do things super fast in that regard. So, just something to think about. If you drink a lot of coffee super fast, you're not alone. So, after those 90 days of sobriety, I went into like long-term recovery. And for me, that meant I stopped going to a 12-step meeting for a while. And I really started focusing on This Naked Mind by Annie Grace, which is an amazing book. And it helped save my life in ways that the 12-step program was kind of lacking at that time. I'm not saying it's right for you. I'm just saying it's an amazing recovery book and it helped cement me into recovery. So what it did for me was fill in those holes. Like, 12-step program gave me spirituality and This Naked Mind kind of gave me more of a scientific approach to it, allowing me to understand more of the thinking and the mind and the whole, like, how I was drinking. And that's exactly what I needed at that time. So that was like for the, like, after 90 days up until like 9 months, is that's what worked for me. A lot of online recovery, reading This Naked Mind multiple times, and really focusing on that aspect and ignoring the whole spirituality thing. Bottom line though, like, after those months of not having a program, I was realizing that I was very crabby. It just wasn't enough. I needed the connection of meeting with real life people. I had moved from Northern California down to Southern California, so I was reestablishing life in a new place. And I needed to meet other women. And that was the first time in my life that I truly realized that, first of all, I wanted to talk to other women because typically for me, women are scary. And that I wanted to meet people in general because I loved being an introvert and I loved labeling myself as an introvert. But being an introvert and not having a program was starting to put me at risk for insanity again because I needed that outlet to go and talk to people like me, and I needed that outlet to get out of my head, and I needed the outlet to go and find something more than the science and put the spirituality back into my program. So after 9 months, I started going back to the 12-step program, and I did not get a sponsor right away. I was just kind of a lurker in the midst and trying to find what worked for me. And then I celebrated a year sober, and right afterwards, my grandma had passed away, so I went and attended a funeral. But, you know, the miracle of that funeral was that it taught me that if I'm grieving and I'm in a different state and I'm having to deal with triggers, which are my family, that I don't have to do it alone. And I was able to go and take 12-step meetings in Eastern Washington State. And it was amazing because It didn't matter that I hadn't been in a while, and it didn't matter that I was in a different state. All that mattered was the desire to stop drinking was still there, and I could just go and attend. And that's what helped cement me back into doing a 12-step program, was because the ability to attend them no matter where I'm at, no matter what I'm going through, to have those connections and be able to just listen and share and have people that relate to me and I relate to them. And that's how I spent pretty much, that was actually a miracle in disguise, getting me back into the program, because afterwards, after I celebrated my 1 year, I ended up having knee surgery. I went through tons and tons of emotional turmoil and relationship things and just finding out who I truly was. My first year, I was desperate. So I kind of just glided through on the hope that I was never going to drink again. After the 1 year celebratory mark, then I was facing the fact that, okay, I'm still sober. It's been over 365 days. What the fuck do I do now? Like, this is going to be my life. I need to start living my life in a way that's going to keep me sober for the rest of my life, one day at a time. So that's when I realized working those steps and having more of a foundation and working through those past hurts, guilt, shame, etc., was going to actually benefit me. It didn't matter if I didn't 100% believe in a spiritual outlet. Didn't matter if, like, I still questioned bits and pieces. What mattered was I was willing. And I said it in the first 90 days, I had to be willing. And now I was facing the fact that I still have to be willing. And to this day, I still have to be willing to recover every single day. Today is a new day, but you know what? I'm still willing to be in recovery. I'm still willing to surrender to the fact that I am an alcoholic. I love being an alcoholic because being an alcoholic saved my life. Realizing that I am predisposed to drink more than one beer at a time, more likely 20 to 25, maybe 30 beers at a time, it saves my life. It gives me reasoning and it helps me be okay with the fact that I'm never going to drink again. But that's just me. Like, maybe you disagree with me. That's your choice. Bottom line is, after the 365 days, I started dealing with actual feelings and emotions and how to just sit in them, sit with them, and get through them. That 365 days through this 730 something days was probably the hardest part of my sobriety so far. But you know, now after celebrating my 2 year sober birthday, I'm realizing, like, so far, and it's only been like a month. So far, though, like, I know I can face anything because that year was so emotionally eye-opening that I know that this year is going to be different. And I don't even have to worry about tomorrow. All I have to do is worry about today. And today I know this, that despite everything, I am stronger. And all those failures and setbacks and emotional things that happen in life, they teach me how to be a better person today. So I'm still on the acceptance. I'm still willing. I still surrender. And I'm still forever grateful to be a recovering alcoholic. And that means that when I drink those 4 cups of coffee in a row and I realize I just did that, that I admit maybe that's a failure, but it doesn't have to keep being a failure. It's about realizing what I just did, accepting I did it, learning from it, and continuing on with my day and not letting it dictate the rest of my day. I can sit in my feelings, absorb them, and then move on from them. And that's how I know I'm in recovery, because in the past, I would just use them as a scapegoat and go and drink, and that would be the end of it. Today, I get to be sober. I get to be in recovery. I get to host webinars with other people in recovery. I get to attend 12-step meetings. I get to sponsor and be a sponsee. I get to be a mom. I get to be doing podcasts. I get to be able to share my message to anybody who wants to listen. And I get to listen and be teachable. So I hope you guys have a great week. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.